Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Wow. Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Al. Man, trying to call in and having some issues. So I apologize for that. So this is Al. This is the Power to Believe Book Club. And sorry about that. I see some callers on the line, and I'm actually, 5-6 minutes late. But I was trying to call in, and for some reason, it wouldn't let me put my PIN number in there. What the heck is going on? Here we are. So let me go ahead and pull up my notes. This is Al. This is the book club, and we're reviewing the book. We're reviewing the book Never Eat Alone. And let me pull up my notes. Hold on, guys. All righty. How y'all doing today? Y'all doing all right? All right. So this book is actually a book on networking. And actually, I found out about this book a long time ago. I found out about this book through an old friend of mine. Her name was Nedra Hollins. I believe she's still on Facebook. Her name was Nedra Hollins, and she actually told me about this book, Never Eat Alone. And one of the key details I got from the book, before I even read the book, one of the key things I got from the book before even reading it was she was telling me about the concept that she learned from the book that we'll talk about as well, how whenever you get a business card from somebody, always follow up within a 24-hour period or they're going to forget you, or you won't seem as important to them. Now, the guy who actually wrote the book, Keith Ferrazzi, he's Italian, he owns a research company. And this research company, they do a lot of research on relationships, human relationships. So all this stuff we're about to talk about is actually based on a lot of research done by his company. So, and we'll just talk about some of the bullet points. All right. Now, this book is important, I believe, for not only people that's in business, but I believe it's important for people who are not even in business at all, because he talks about human relationships and he talks about, of course, people networking to try to get where they want to be. Now, what I'm going to do in this call is I'm going to reference some notes that I wrote down from reading the book myself, and I'm going to give you guys a lot of bullet points towards the end. It's probably going to take me about 3 minutes to read all the bullet points, but it's really going to be good for you guys listening back into the call. Because I notice a lot of people listening to the calls in the archives. I'll do that, and I'll do that for myself as well, because I listen to my own calls as well. So let's go over some of these notes here. Some of the notes in the book he was talking about was that he said I gain by giving first. So he really was talking about the concept of reciprocity in his book. He's really talking about the concept of giving. We all know it's a spiritual law in the universe where everything, if you give, you're going to receive. So he really gets into that in this book. He talks about, I gain by giving first. That means is, for example, when you're going into a networking situation, when you meet somebody, you want to talk to them about their needs. You want to take their business card, flip it on the back, and write down what are they trying to do. What do they need? What do they need to get ahead? You see? And then if you can find somebody to network that person to the person that you just met, then that'll make you look better. Then that person will feel like a debt of gratitude to you. And he was saying if you just keep approaching relationships like that with the mindset of I gain by giving first, right, then you have a better outcome when you're networking. Another concept that was really important and really interesting that he talked about was he said the big elephant in the room is not the only person who can help get you to the top. You know, the person that can help get you to the top may be standing right next to you or may be sitting right next to you. I thought that was a great concept because he was saying that when we go to these conferences, even when we go to church or places like that, we're always looking at the pastor, we're always looking at the keynote, always looking at the keynote speaker, or, you know, one of the speakers to be the person that get us to where we want to be, right? And what he's saying is that could happen. Don't neglect the power of the people that's sitting right next to you. You don't know who, you don't know what power, connection power that people have sitting right next to you. So he's saying don't negate those relationships of people sitting around you at the table, you know, or people that you meet in the rooms. Just stop looking at the keynote speakers. Oh, if I can just meet him or her, they got all the connections. They're going to give me the world. He was saying that's not necessarily true. And then they gave an example of it was a guy who gave an example of he was an executive at a company. And when he got laid off, you know, it was a woman who wasn't a keynote speaker in the room that he met 2 ago that actually helped him get a job. So she was in an interview and she got hired, and then they were saying they was looking for somebody else. And she said, oh, I know somebody who you should call. You see, so he ended up networking with this woman who was a nobody in, you know, at the time in the room, because he was there. They were both there to see another speaker, and, you know, networking with her, he ended up getting a job without even basically, you know, looking for that job. She just recommended him. So that's one of the, notes right there. Let me keep going. It says, don't lose sight. Another note it says is don't lose sight of the opportunity to engage people, and don't lose sight of the opportunity to engage people and to do your homework. And to do your homework when you're before you go to a conference that you're attending. So basically, that's a different concept, because a lot of people go to conferences, they don't research the speaker. They don't research the preacher. They don't research they just know the conference is about getting money, or it's a real estate conference, or it's a dating conference, or whatever. What he was saying was that we need to do our homework on the conference that we're attending. We need to do our homework on the speaker. You know, we also need to contact people who also went to those events and ask them what their experience was. That was really interesting, because when I was reading the book, I was thinking to myself, like, this is interesting. You know, I had never had these ideas before. So he also was talking about how he said there is no relationship. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. He said there is no relationship that starts where you don't serve them first. So it's just the whole concept of giving again, you know, reciprocity. He's basically saying there's no relationship that starts where you don't first serve that person first. So he's saying instead of looking to get what you want, like I was saying before, go to them and see what they need, and then you'll get what you want by helping that person get what they want. Just turn their business card on the back and write down, take some notes. So when you got their business card and you're going through like, man, who is this person? You may see on the back, this person saying, I need a caterer for my next event in May. You're like, oh, my auntie is a caterer. Damn, you put them together. You know, that person's going to be grateful, and then they're going to say, you know, what do you need? They're going to bend over backwards for you to help you out. So that's what he was saying. You end up having a lot of people bending over backwards for you. So he also was talking about how selfish, he was talking about the concept of selfishness networking. Like, again, I gain by giving first. Also, he was saying that it wasn't so much about, oh, he was talking about it wasn't so, this is one of his, saying that it wasn't so much about what he took out of his network, but what he put in. So, you know, instead of looking at a plethora of business cards or a lot of people on your Facebook fan page or whatever, you know, he was saying that we need to look at what we're putting into our network versus, you know, what we can get out of it. Instead of saying, I know all these people and I can get all this stuff from them. You know, he was saying in his mind, he think about it like, I got all these people and this is what I add to the group. So he also was, by putting into the network. Also, another bullet point was saying, he was saying to build your, oh yeah, you have to build your network before you need your network. I thought that was a great concept. You know, it goes back to what Will Smith talks about, and I put it on my Facebook page. He says, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. So he was saying that in this concept as well, you want to build your network before you need your network. So get out here right now and start getting your lawyers, your accountants, and, you know, build your team. You know, I did it myself. I built my own team as well. And of a lawyer, of accountant, you know, different people that I would need for different things that I'm going to be doing 2 years from now. You know, or it may happen in a year dealing with my own business. But I can build up my team now, have these people. So that's just the concept he was talking about. Build your network before you need your network. Now, also, he was talking about in the book how do you have a people plan? I thought this was really interesting. He said, do you have a people plan? You know, he said, who are the most 25 important people to your success? He said, you need to ask yourself, like, we all have a fitness plan. We all have a find my dream mate plan. We all have a money plan, but we don't have a people plan. And so he was saying, do you have a people plan? And he was saying, you know, we need to figure out who are the 25 most important people to my success or your success, and then seek out to, you know, go out in the world and seek these people out and befriend them. So he was talking about how to do the outreach in advance. He was talking about how it was strange to him that in all his years of being a keynote speaker and all his years of, you know, doing a lot of talks on stage, nobody would ever contact him before the event, you know, just to get some information. And then while he was at the event doing these events with inflation, like, hey, you know, how many of you guys would like to, you know, talk to me for the next 10 minutes so I can help you out in something that you're doing? Everybody hands raised up. But he said, oh, it's too late. I got a flight to catch. And what he was saying was that people should have thought in advance, like, okay, the keynote speaker is probably going to be staying at the hotel where the event is. He said it's common sense that the speakers are staying there. So he was saying before the – he said that you need to contact the speakers before the event starts. I thought that was a great one. I'm actually going to do that for an event that I'm going to it's in Houston, it's in Dallas. Yeah, it's a networking event I'm going to in Dallas. And with this concept, I'm actually going to go to the hotel a few days before, and I know the speakers are going to be staying at the hotel. I'm going to befriend them and, you know, build my network with them. So that was a concept he was saying. He said nobody ever contacted him, called his room up and said, hey, you know, I'm going to the event. I'm one of the people that's coming to your event. You mind coming down to the bar for a drink so I can pick your brain for 5 or 10 minutes? He said he would have happily did that. He said all his years, it hasn't happened not once. So it's a great book, you know, Never Eat Alone. And I'll read off some of these notes here. It's a lot of notes. So I'll just read some of them. If you guys want the notes, just email me, support@howtochangemylife.org, and I'll send it to you. But some of the notes, I'll just read how many pages? I'll just read a few, one notes per page. It's like 8 different pages. He says that to achieve your goals in life, it matters less how smart you are, how much innate talent you were born with, or even where you come from, and how much you start out with. The only thing that's important is that people around you mean everything to you in your network. You just got to understand that you're not going to get there alone. So he's saying you're not going to reach success alone, you know. And another note from the book is that he says to find a common ground that is deeper and richer than what can be discovered in a serendipitous encounter. Be armed with knowledge and learn about a person's passion. And another one is, behind any successful person stands a successful string of failures. Another one is, connecting is one of the most important business and life skills you can ever learn. Why? Because flat out, people do business with who they know and like. You know, just some things that we already know, but it's good to reiterate things every now and then. And, yeah, these are a lot of notes. You know, I took a lot of bullet points. I thought I would have a. I thought I would have a longer time on the call, but I actually have some things I got to do today. I'm actually going out of town. So that's just a book review. I think I put the link on the website where you guys can buy it on Amazon, Never Eat Alone. So this is Al, you know, Power to Believe Book Club. You guys need to go to the website, www.howtochangemylife.org. We got videos on there. Subscribe to the email list. A lot of you guys have been subscribing to the email list. I appreciate that. You know, we send out emails 3 or 4 times a week, and my YouTube channel is up there as well. So a lot of people have been watching the YouTube videos. I think I got 100 views on one of my videos, and I just posted it last night or the day before yesterday. So I appreciate you guys, you know, supporting what we're doing here. And, yeah, so you guys check out the book, Never Eat Alone. This is Al, Al Weekly. Al Weekly will be doing this Sunday. This is Power to Believe Book Club. Sometimes I get it mixed up. So I appreciate you guys listening in. This is Al. You guys enjoy the rest of your Friday. Hope you guys are going to have some fun tonight. I know I will. I got my hair cut. So I'll be getting that freshened up as well. So you guys have a great rest of your evening on Friday, and you guys have a great day. Love y'all. All right.